Holy shit. That thing just comes out of nowhere.
It's shocking.
Can she smack your ass once?
Well, I don't want
to
do that.
I think I want you to smack me.
Oh,
she wants it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, all right.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, Sam Tripoli, here on the Naughty Show.
Sammy.
Acting crazy, getting fucked up, making things happen.
Nope. Nope, that's not me. Is that what I sound like?
That's what you sound like in my head.
Okay, welcome to the show. It's not a show. We'll get to our guest who that crazy voice was. Got a lot to talk about. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Naughty Show. A lot of great stuff going on.
You know, Sam, I think it's time for the catchphrase.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening, because without you, we're just talking to ourselves.
All right, Sam, now back to the biz, baby.
Okay.
That was hot.
Real quick, I want to get into something. You guys have been pouring on the five-star reviews. Really excited that you guys are being kind enough to get them out. And so we're really, it's time for five-star reviews.
Oh, boy, Sammy.
Here
five-star reviews. We look forward to them every week here on The Naughty Show, Sammy. Okay, these are the right ones, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll start with number six, which we'll call three. Too Short, it's titled, by Crazy. I wish the podcast were longer, and it seems that some of the guests are rushed. Still love the show, though.
Okay.
Nice note. Thank you for the five-star review and the critique.
We'll take that.
All right, number two, technically five. Why Are You Not Listening? By Mike Aranda. Such debauchery, such beauty. Love this podcast. Listen, and you will too. Hashtag Death Squad was here. And number one, technically four, from Loring07. This podcast will one day be used as a curriculum in schools, instructing students on the finer points of utopian society. In fact, it just may be the basis of an all-encompassing religion.
Oh,
wow.
My God.
Wow.
It's not over,
it's
dude.
Not over. Oh, no. Oh, see, now I get how we're doing these. I'm finally picking up on the
system. Because you always
complain
about the five stars not being in order, so I did it this time.
Hey, all right, Sammy, we'll put a pin in that, but we'll deal with that in a second. That sounds like some controversy. Number three, technically three, I messed up, by Texas Toon. Five-star review. Funny. Witty and addictive, this podcast is just so much like me. Thank you for making it about yourself, Texas Tune. Number two, Death Squad Everywhere, five-star review from Blothcloth BCC, normal name. An awesome, fun, unpredictable show. I can't recommend it enough. Really appreciate that. Remember, without you, we're just listening to ourselves, talking to ourselves. Keep moving. Number one, Butthole Reign Supreme, five-star review by Antonio Orell. My favorite podcast, always entertaining, no punctuation. We don't give a shit. We appreciate the hell out of you, Antonio, and all the five-star reviewers.
Thank you, guys.
Five-star
reviews. Now, as you guys know, in the episode in which we do not speak of, there was some controversy.
Which episode is that, Sammy?
The episode in which we do not speak of.
Which one was that?
That one that is not spoke of.
But, Sam, I thought I hosted that one.
Yeah,
that, we can't listen
we'll
to
call
it?
That the lost episode.
Hey, Sam, I found the episode.
Squirrel.
Squirrel. It's a squirrel. There was a story of a pen pal in prison. Vicky, why don't you talk to us about it?
What episode is that from?
The lost episode.
Oh, right. Lost episode 205, available on SoundCloud and iTunes. Go check it out. It's really great. So we talked about my friend that went to prison, and Gareth and Dave had some ideas on what this letter might say. And I just want to say that you were way off.
Really?
I know you like...
I don't remember. What did I say it was going to say?
Definitely sexual.
Oh,
sexual.
Yeah.
You guys
well,
just
fingers.
Thought it was going to be all about getting
him
finger
putting
banged.
His fingers inside of you.
Hey, do you have any music that sounds like Bruce Banner walking away from the city he just destroyed as the Incredible Hulk? Like, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Should I just do that while she reads?
Yeah, I think okay, we got our music.
I think you should do it. I think
Sam,
you'd
I
be
can't.
Best at that. You're sound effects guy, which I think
I'm
we
not,
might...
Sam, I'm not movie scores. That's
okay.
A different territory.
Here we go. Are you ready to read your thing? And you just tell me
yes.
When. Tell me when to hit me and I'll start doing it.
Hit it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Vic.
Really good.
I bet you're surprised bum, to be bum, getting bum, a letter bum, from me bum, after bum, such a long time.
Oh, by the way, can I stop real quick? It's already amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
It's already everything
just
you've
from
dreamed
prison.
Of.
Should I stop doing my sound
yeah,
effects?
Yeah, because it's really distracting.
Okay,
okay
then, yeah.
I'll stop.
Okay. All right.
Bum, 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 bum.
Probably surprised to be getting a handwritten letter, period. The prison system isn't really up to speed on modern technology.
Did he hit ha 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 after that? Or?
Did no. he write LOL and
there,
his pen
there
went
was
through
no,
the page?
There was no hitting anything. It's it's printed. Oh. Sorry, Clownvis. Well, let me tell you what got this ball rolling.
Already said period and balls.
Are you guys ready for why I got this letter? Are you even fucking ready for this?
Okay, let's see. Why'd she get the letter? Go. Why do you think?
He wants his fingers back inside her where they belong.
Yes. Rick, anything. Nothing. All right. I'm going to go with the same thing. He's sorry that he...
He's sorry he ever took those fingers out.
Yes.
Every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern...
What?
I watch a show called The Following.
Oh, boy.
It's a good show about some serial killer guy, but the main actor is Kevin Bacon.
Oh, boy. What is happening?
Every Monday for the past couple weeks that I've been watching, I start thinking of you. It's all because of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, my God.
I hope you remember this, playing the Kevin Bacon game, where I'd give you another name and you would link them back to Kevin Bacon.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I can't believe the prison knows about it.
I know it's fucking crazy, but it's hilarious that after so many years, I see this guy on TV and start thinking about late-night phone conversations with you about Kevin fucking Bacon. That's it, LOL. I asked my sister to look you up, and here we are. Anyway, so you're married. Congrats. Living in Cali. Sweet. Do you see Justin? Got any little ones running around yet? Obviously, you know, or do now, that I'm in prison.
Okay.
Have been since 2007 and don't get out till earliest 2016 or latest 2018. It's quite the long haul, but
He's laying the foundation for a finger bang.
You think so?
Yeah, he's like, just so you know, my fingers are out of the joint, and they're into your vagina.
And we're going to get Lenny's feeling on this prisoner trying to finger bang his wife after these messages. Go on.
It's quite the long haul, but I suppose it could definitely be worse. I needed to get my shit together, and this is where I have ended up doing it. Well, I don't really know where to go from here. It's been so long. I don't know if you're going... I don't know what's going on or if I'll even hear back from you. So if I do, I'll write some more next time. Maybe you got some questions. Maybe I have some questions? Like I said, I know it's crazy, but that was too funny and I wanted to reach out. I included some pictures of me recently. I grew a crazy beard for No Shave November and extended it a few months, LOL. I hope to hear back from you, but if I don't, good luck with everything. Bless you and your family. Sincerely, Sweeney.
Sweeney. Wow.
That was sweet.
So do you guys think we should do a contest where our listeners...
Oh, wow. Wow, he looks really fucking thugged up.
Sweeney looks a little bit different.
Dude. Whoa!
Sweeney looks what like
did
he's
you
a...
Start? I can't believe you got finger blasted by Al-Qaeda.
I got finger blasted by this kid.
Oh, my God.
I don't know who this guy is.
What did
this
he do?
He looks
what
good.
Did he do? Oh, you looked this all
he
up?
He robbed a series of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, see, man, if you're going to rob...
Eight.
If you're going to rob, you rob Starbucks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what they're saying on the streets?
Or maybe like a place that cops don't... stereotypically hang out.
That
well done.
That is actually
why would you rob the
true.
One place where the cops go?
And then I'm going to rob the police station.
Right, right. It's insane. Oh,
should boy. We help Vicky write her letter to him?
I've already written three versions. It's kind of a choose-your-own-adventure thing.
Can you kind of give us a little piece of it real quick? Okay.
Dear Sweeney.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for your letter, LOL. It has been a while. I love Kevin Bacon, and of course I remember the Kevin Bacon game. It reminds me of when you finger blasted me. Hey, when you get out, we should do that again. LOL. I'm serious, though. We can talk about Kevin Bacon while you finger blast me. We can even watch The Following. We'll call it The Fingering. LOL. Anyway, hope to hear back. Ready to get banged with digits. Vic. The only little ones coming out of me are on your hand.
Let me ask you. Let's go to Lenny. Lenny, on the microphone, how do you feel about the fact that...
Lenny, on the ones and twos.
Most likely, there's a guy in jail who wants to finger blast your wife. Is that uncomfortable?
I don't really think that's going to happen.
Lenny!
I don't know the guy.
Lenny, it's a Cinderella story.
Yeah.
It's Hoosiers, baby. It's a long shot. He's got nothing but fingers and a heart.
What if that's the only thing that keeps him going? Is about maybe finger blasting your wife.
I know what he wants for his last meal.
Well, I did ask Lenny. I said, now he sent a picture. Am I supposed to send a picture back? And he's like, no, I don't think you have to do that.
Send a picture of Lenny back.
You should say you got a sex change and this is what you look like now.
Hey, I'm good. Also some crazy updates on my end. Yeah, that vagina you love so much isn't there anymore. That's right.
Pounded
they took
flesh.
A piece of my ass and turned it into a sort of dick.
Which is a great name for a band. Sort of dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
City of Malice and Sword of Dick.
So you got a lot of guys, you don't know what the letter she's talking about because it's on the last episode. But, you know, anyways, it's a great story. It's really.
You guys can just listen to the second half of the last episode.
Okay.
The second three quarters.
Let's get into our guest here today because we got some. We've got some controversy!
I do like the controversy delay. He's like, I'm stuck on burp.
Here is what is going on. Please welcome to the show. He was actually the first guest we've ever had in studio in the Naughty Show on Playboy Radio. Friend of show, and he is in the finale of Workaholics on Comedy Central, Ooh. A show that I am so jealous of because they can get away with everything. They were fisting a robot last time I saw that
it's
show.
So great.
Please welcome Steven Glickman.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So excited to have you on, big man. So excited.
Very excited to be here.
We're going to get into you.
Super excited.
Are you excited? By the way, that microphone was shoved into a Euro's asshole.
Oh, a man or a lady?
If it was a lady, would I tell you about it?
It smells like an asshole. I'm going to switch. Switch.
There you go.
This one smells a lot better.
There we go.
Leave this one for the porn star.
Yes.
Oh, man.
She smelled man's asshole.
I mean...
Here we
how's
go.
That, how's that mic smelling?
We're going to get into all the great stuff that you're doing. Because you're doing great stuff. But I want to talk about the Oscar balloting controversy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Oscar balloting controversy. Turns out that many people who vote for the Oscars don't even watch the movies.
Not the what?
That's not fair.
That they don't even watch and they just vote based on what they've heard or whatever white guilt they had. They found two voters who voted for 12 Years a Slave that hadn't even watched the movie.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Feeling.
Well, you know what? I said a couple times when people asked me, like, on the carpet, like, hey, who do you think is going to win Best Picture? I would say 12 Years a Slave. I haven't seen it, but I have a feeling.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you're saying you would do it, too?
I think that, I think that it's
Is
it's
it your
bullshit.
White guilt? Because being a Jew, you're a Jew who wants to be black. Because every Jew I know
Absolutely.
Wants to be black.
Of course.
Dude, you know who bought all the FUBU? Jews.
Jews
bought all the FUBU. They couldn't knock enough FUBU.
I own Fugis. Stock in it.
FUBU.
I literally own stock
and
in FUBU.
How's FUBU doing right now?
They're doing pretty good.
Is it still
They're
for us right. by us?
There's it's well, now it's for us by Jews.
By so, Jews.
Yeah.
FUBU Jew?
FUBU Jews.
I think that would
Jews.
Be No, that would be FUBJ. Fuck you blowjob.
Fuck you blowjob, which is a terrible A terrible thing to say.
I walk around saying that all the time.
Fuck you, blowjob.
In the metro with my pants down. Fuck you, blowjob. Fuck you, blowjob.
Hey, here's what we want to do. I know you're really into this stuff. We want to make animated shorts.
Yeah.
Where all the miracles of the Bible were all created by drug use.
Okay.
Like, you could really do a great one with Noah. Like, Noah's just coked out of his tits on day 9. Just like, no, I'm just going to get all the fucking animals.
Yeah. That's funny.
I think Eve is on hallucinogens.
Yeah.
She thinks a snake's talking to her.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
It's Adam's cock.
Like, we want to do something where Moses smokes bath salts and just wants to fight the ocean.
He's just got a boner and he's just like, ah! Moses, there's a big vein in your head. God.
That's hilarious. That's really funny.
So, Glickman, so much great shit has happened.
So much great shit.
One of the things that's happened is a lot of things that we do here on the Naughty Show, people like, but they don't want to credit it to us, and they take it, and they do it elsewhere, and it becomes really big.
Like buttholes, for instance.
People right, of just, course.
Well, the big controversy, there's not controversy, actually. Brody Stevens, we did a dating game with him. We hooked him up with a tranny, and... He ended up doing that as a plot point in his TV show.
Oh, that's...
Not even mentioning us.
Really?
Yeah.
Shameful, Brody.
So then...
Shameful.
You came on our show,
right,
and you told this amazing story of Snoop Dogg, and right. from there, it just Wildfire.
It went wildfire, baby.
And
it
you went
crazy.
On Ari Shaffir's show.
I did Ari Shaffir's show, and I did it on there.
And then Sarah Silverman wanted a piece of it, but
they
ended
wanted
up
to
not.
Do it as an animated thing.
Oh
with,
my god!
With Snoop and everything. We talk about Snoop, and we wanted to reenact it. I got a lot of heat off that from talking about it here.
Yeah,
and
Fabio's
it was the first.
The,
it was
Fabio's
nice.
The B side on that one. Fabio's
well,
got to be the
sure.
B side.
Fabio's the B side, but that was the first time that I'd ever told the story like publicly was here, which was fucking awesome.
Right.
It was great. So, I love that. I love that about you guys.
I thank
always
you.
Feel like it's I have more freedom to talk about things when I'm here.
Right, right. You know? Totally. Like, you know, Moses doing bath salts, stuff like that.
Fuck yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Did you see our episode that is coming out after this that we actually did before this? Did you see that? A Swedish male asshole
did
all
you
over
cross
the place?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a Swedish band of sorts. A band of men.
Mm-hmm. I love how the girl's like, no, I won't show you my tits. But I had eight guys willing to flash assholes to everybody.
Right. Well, they were hugging very closely. There was a lot of hugging going on there.
Yeah.
Between the men holding each other close right. in a close
I
way.
I did notice that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of touching Swedish of men to men.
Yeah.
Must just be different because he just basically came on the show and asked if we could hook him up with crystal meth.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah. Like point blank.
Really?
I don't think the kids should enjoy that.
No, I don't think so. It seems like a horrible idea.
Yeah.
It's crazy to go public with your yearning for meth.
Yeah, he's like, I got money like, in my pocket.
Yeah, he was
I'm
offering
looking
cash.
To buy drugs. I'm on roller skates and I look like a leopard man.
Like, I think you're already on drugs, buddy. I think you're on enough drugs for everybody.
Fun stories.
I'm going to snort
That's
a line of his skin
fucking
flakes.
Ridiculous.
Unfucking believable.
I just had like the most embarrassing afternoon situation happen. You want to hear something real quick? That
okay.
Happened?
Yes. We're going to pick what happened. To Glickman.
All right.
It's crazy because we planned this segment and then here you are.
Wow.
I mean, unbelievable how that works.
What do you think embarrassing happened to Glickman?
Oh, boy. I just can't. It's definitely nothing to do with those fucking great shoes.
Thanks, buddy. These are Stingray Reeboks, and on the back it says Rip Irwin for Steve Irwin.
Oh, wow.
Because
some might say that's RIP, but it's whatever you want to say it.
Yeah, R.I.P. Steve Irwin got killed by a motherfucking stingray. Now I wear those shoes.
Yeah.
Did they
suck
find
on
that
Irwin?
Stingray that killed him?
They did, yeah. He's got his own show called The Stingray Killer.
I watched that show. It's a funny show.
That should be a celebrity
Today
show.
Today on The Stingray Killer.
They look, just... look at how beady his eyes are getting. Now I'm going to poke him through the chest on next week's Stingray Killer.
They should just it should be a show where you just throw useless celebrities in there with the stingray
right.
and we just let them kill.
This
Next
week.
Up, Mel B will be in with the stingray.
Why is this happening to me?
Go on, Mel B, get in the tank. He looks vicious. I'm the scared one.
Why does everybody sound like they're Mary Poppins? Why does everybody in the Stingray Killer sound like Mary Poppins?
Listen. We want them gone. That's
Whoa,
why.
You got really sensitive on that one.
I gotta think.
So tell us about your embarrassing story.
No, we're
story.
Supposed to guess the
okay,
embarrassing
I want
to
go with my good friend Vicky Pezza, who has friends in prison.
Here's what
Why?
I think.
What up, Vic?
I think you ran into someone that you couldn't remember but should have remembered, and you had to engage in a conversation with them as if you remembered them.
Nah, dude, that's every day.
DMV
That
boner.
Happens every day.
I'm going to say that you... were somewhere with your girlfriend,
okay.
and you saw some girl that you had boned sometime that you hadn't seen in forever, and that you had to kind of massage it because you didn't want that girl bringing up all the weird shit in front of your girlfriend.
That happens every day. No, that wasn't it. All right, here's what it was. You ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I went to go with my girlfriend to go get a massage.
Oh.
To go get a nice massage. We all went to separate rooms.
Uh-huh.
And the masseuse, very
Male,
pretty.
Okay.
It's a pretty Korean lady.
Does this have happy ending implications?
Well, I'll tell you what happens.
Okay.
She gives me a very nice massage, regular massage, no, you know, nothing like that. And we finish, I'm putting my clothes back on, and she goes,
you know who you remind me of?
Okay.
And I go, excuse me? And she goes, you know who you remind me of?
Okay.
And I go, who? And she goes,
the guy who come.
And I go, excuse me? And she goes,
you know, the guy who come, you know, the guy who come.
And she's saying it kind of loud.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know who you're talking about. And she goes,
not the man who
you know, I'm good. He come. You know, I'm good. He come. You know, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. You know, okay. I'm good. He come. I'm good. He come.
And I go, I don't know what you're talking about at all. And she goes, you know,
once a year, I'm good. I go, you mean Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
And she goes, oh, Santa Claus.
And I was like, thank you. And I go to leave. And as I'm walking out, and my girlfriend and me are walking out of the building, she goes, bye, Santa Claus. And like everyone laughed at me, which was great.
Oh, it's better than when you're leaving, though, just being like, he comes.
He comes.
No, he doesn't come.
No.
No, he
the
had
worst.
Leg tension. He had a lot of calf issues.
That oh my God. Is fucking funny.
That really happened today. Oh, I feel really good about it.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking
a really
life.
Yeah. I mean, that whole thing is just like, what? No, just give me back my 2 minutes, you bitch.
I know you're in love, man. You're in real love. I see you and your girl. You're so in love with
we
each
love,
other.
We love, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Before you used to date, did you ever get happy endings?
I've had more embarrassing things happen in massage places than that. Like, I've had situations where, like, I had a woman say to me, next time you come here, I got good thing for you. Ooh, you pay a little more. I got good thing for you. And I was like, oh, really? What's that? And she goes, pregnancy table for your stomach to go in.
Oh.
Is it good for you, more comfortable? I'm like, you fucking asshole.
You need to just
lady.
Not talk to these people.
I just don't
anymore.
Go anymore.
Yeah.
I just don't go. I just sit around stressed. My whole body hurts because I'm afraid of the fucking horror show that's waiting for me in the massage parlor.
I just feel like they must jump on you and just work everything.
Oh. The worst. You know what's the best? I got a massage once from these two ladies. It was a four-hand massage.
All right.
And one lady is massaging me, the other lady. And then one of them says, she said like...
Oh, really? Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh,
she said something like, you're
a very nice guy. You remind me of like a Peng Tua Ma.
And I was like, what was that? And she goes, Peng Tua Ma. And I was like, she goes, you say. And I go, Peng Tua Ma. And she goes, oh, so good. And then she, within 10 minutes, she invited two other women in the room to hear me say like Korean, basically phrases that she would repeat. She'd say I'd repeat. So now I'm like naked with a towel over my dick, just doing like pan tong dang mo ga, and they're all laughing. Ah, ha, ha. Oh, so funny. Oh, charge you $65. It's like fucking asshole.
Oh, great. Now, do you feel that they were doing that out of that they thought it was cute, or is it almost like when people clap for the retarded kid?
That's what it was.
You don't even know what you were saying. You could have just been saying crazy shit.
Yeah.
It's like, bring him in. He keeps saying he likes to eat farts.
Literally.
I like to eat farts. What's good, guys? I don't know. I don't know who that is. I like to eat farts. I'm going to go.
That's the worst.
Any fun celebrity stories coming up? And then we're going to bring on our next guest in a couple minutes.
I'll tell you another good awkward one real quick. You want to hear another kind of funny, weird thing?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Those are our favorites.
Well, this is pretty good. I had I had to go to the DMV because I had to renew my my car registration.
Yeah,
and I had some tickets, you know, some parking tickets. So I go in to go renew it, and I brought this Mexican attorney with me.
Are you the person that actually gets the attorney off the side of the bus?
You're like, Accidentes, Juan Pablo, this way, my man.
Literally is what he was. It was like my friend's roommate's friend who's like, I just thought like if I traded him lunch in exchange for him coming with me to talk my money down.
So he's a good lawyer.
He's a really good lawyer.
He's one of these lawyers that, yeah, he works for a meal.
He's like, hey, man, I take something to eat, and then like I fucking get you like good deal, man.
Hey, man, cool if I get a side of rice? yeah, sure, whatever, man.
So he comes with me. He comes with me to the thing. We walk in, and he's like, "Hey, man, will you go inside? Just shut the fuck up, okay? I got this shit." And he's wearing a suit, and he has a briefcase and everything. And he turns, but there's a big black lady.
What color is the shirt? I need to talk. Is it like powder blue?
No, he's wearing a suit. Like, he's got a nice brown. It's a brown suit with a brown lapels. Different shade. I'm serious.
Shut the fuck up.
So he goes, "Hey, man, shut the fuck up when we go inside, man. I got this shit." And I'm like, okay.
Okay, good legal hands.
At this point, bro. You're just kind of like, oh, okay.
This is going to be great. We walk in. There's a big black lady sitting behind the counter.
At the DMV?
At the DMV. Can you believe it? Shocking.
Which one are you going to?
This sounds like a moment of Mortal Kombat. Mexican lawyer versus black DMV.
Who's disgruntled? This will triumph.
Okay, we're gonna role play this real quick.
Yeah, you ready?
He's gonna play black DMV lady.
Okay,
you're gonna play your lawyer, and I'm gonna play you.
Okay, you ready?
Hey, what's your what's the lawyer's name?
Julio.
Julio. Is this gonna work? I mean, I don't need to get more
next.
Trouble.
Hey, man, you shut the fuck up, okay? Watch this shit.
Next.
Hey, yo, what's up, girl? Yo, hey, man, check this out, okay?
Just call me a woman and a man.
Hold on one second. What's your name, ma'am?
My name's Jackie.
Jackie, hold on. Hey, man, I don't think you should say, check this out to the lady.
Yo, man, check this out, shit, okay?
No. You're my legal counsel. You should never check this out and shit.
No, 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 man. Like, I handle this shit, okay? I went to fucking law schools and whatever.
Excuse me?
Sorry, Jackie.
I went to at least 2 law schools, man. Don't you worry about nothing.
Okay.
I got this shit.
Okay. Okay. Just
okay.
Be cool.
Shut up, man.
Hi, Jackie.
Wait,
sorry
this.
About this.
Hey, Jackie, what's up, man? How you been?
I'm a woman. I already said I'm fine. What do you need?
Jackie. Yo, check Jackie. Okay. I got like this guy over here, man. He's like a great guy, okay?
Hi.
Like, he's a good guy.
I just give out the numbers, sir.
Jackie, yo, man, this guy, like, fucking good guy, all right? But he's, like, a stupid guy, okay? But you know what? He's, like, a good guy, but he's a stupid guy, you know what I'm saying? So, like, maybe,
stupid,
like,
but
he's
good.
Stupid, like, he's a stupid guy, you know?
Okay, yeah.
He's not so smart, like,
right.
He gets some fucking tickets or whatever, but, like, maybe you hook it up for him, you know, like.
He's so stupid?
Yeah, you know, because, like, because he's a good guy, you know, like, he gives to charity and whatnot, you know?
Oh, what charity he give to?
Come a bunch of different fucking charities. Leukemia, Make-A-Wish, bullshit, whatever,
those.
Man.
You see that Batman the kid?
That's what I'm talking about, man. Fucking Batman, Superman,
love
and
the
shit.
Batman kid, okay.
You take care of him, man. Just help, just chill it down, yo.
Just plead stupid in just the back.
Pleaded stupid for him, yo.
Because he don't talk. Because he's just so dumb.
So she literally, she, this lady literally takes my bill from it was $462, and then another $400 in extra tickets, and she was like, "We're gonna take it down to $462. That's what we're gonna do."
Okay?
She worked. It worked. And he goes, "Yo, man, I'll be right back. I'm gonna go outside, smoke a cigarette and whatnot." So he leaves.
Yeah. Red flag.
So I'm standing there writing the check, and I say to Jackie, and this is 100% true. I say to Jackie, "So Jackie, how's your day going?" And she goes, "It's not good." And I go, "Why? What happened?" And she goes, "I got into a car accident this morning." And I go, "Oh, that's too bad. Was it your fault?" And she goes, "No, it was this guy's fault. He rear-ended me." And I go, "Girl, you better take that man to court. You work at the DMV." Which is what I said, to which she said, "Mm-hmm." Looked at her computer and then went, "I'm sorry, your bill is $862.
Oh, my God. So wait, what
happened? So now let's do something.
So the lawyer's done with whatnot.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to be you.
Right.
No, I'm going to be the Mexican. You be the Mexican lawyer coming back from the smoke break.
All right, man. Good smoke. I got a good buzz working. All right. You pay that shit?
I'm paying it right now.
All right, cool. You got that all taken care of?
Yeah, it's $862.
Fuck you mean it's $862?
Well,
I just fucking got it down to $400, man.
I kind of messed up.
The fuck? I told you to shut that fucking mouth, dude. Fuck are you doing talking, man?
I sort of did a impression of a black woman to a black woman.
I almost feel like being the Seinfeld lawyer. You tell a black woman that a black woman?
That was,
that's preposterous, that's unsustainable, and that's ostentatious.
Black women are very
sensitive. He literally turned to me and said, yo, son, next time, I wouldn't do that shit.
Like, and no then you got fucking a bill from him?
Oh, no, yeah, and then I got a bill from him, too.
So funny.
For lunch. Oh my God. For lunch, though.
Stephen Glickman, you never disappoint with your stories of greatness.
Workaholics. You got to watch it. Season finale, motherfucker.
Now, who watches, there a chance your character could come back.
Of course.
Wow. Fun. Ooh. Let's bring in our guest. Let's bring in our guest. Let's bring our lovely guest from... Wow. Let's bring her in.
Yes.
Guest from...
We should definitely do
Crookland. Crookland.
Crookland.
Boom. Hi. Welcome.
From
wow.
the Bronx.
Wow. You don't mess around. You want to sit over there or sit there? Where do you want to sit? Where's better sit for you? There.
Bring it, girl.
Jesus.
I got you.
Are you a human being? That's
Hi.
Amazing.
Hi.
I'm from the Bronx.
Please welcome Mary Jane, everybody.
Mary Jane.
Mary Jane.
Mary
Jane.
Mary Jane. Mary Jane.
Yeah, you're
Mary
gorgeous.
Jean. Thanks.
Do you like white guys?
I love white guys like you.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know why I don't believe
you.
I
love your glasses.
Really? You like
studious.
Dark dudes?
Yeah. You could look right into my eyes and just, you know.
You're great. Yeah. So you're Dominican?
Yes, I am.
Do you hate being in L.A. and everyone thinking you're Mexican?
I love tacos, so I want to be Mexican while I'm here.
Now, Dominicans don't eat tacos?
That can happen. Wait, he knows a lawyer.
I know a lawyer I can hook you up
they
with.
They love
know
tacos.
A
guy,
get you some tacos.
Hey, do you want to put on your headphones so you can hear all the fun sound effects he makes?
Okay, cool.
Take your time. Here we go. So are you telling me Dominicans don't have tacos? That seems like it's everywhere. Even I was in China eating tacos.
I only know how to make tacos. So.
Okay, but you don't have a there's no Dominican type way of doing it.
There is.
Okay.
Just add sofrito, and there goes your tacos.
Oh, wow. Nice!
It's like seasoning.
Here's what we're seasons. Gonna. I want to play a game with you called Power Rank the Latinos.
Okay.
What? I'm gonna list some Latinos. Power? You power
Wait,
rank
did
them.
You say power rape?
He shouted.
Power rank.
Oh, power no. rape.
Power rape. That's
terrifying. It's actually banned in Canada.
Oh my God.
Well, I'm gonna list you some ethnic groups. You power rank them.
All right,
power rank. from least powerful to most powerful.
Huh. Okay.
All right. Mexicans, Cubans, Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. Who's least powerful? Who's the lowest on the rung of the Latinos?
I can't answer that. I plead the fifth.
Who's the most powerful?
I plead the fifth.
Who's the best?
Wait, Colombians, just because they have like real strong narcotics.
Oh, seems to be a coke
point.
Theme
agree.
Right here.
I
yeah,
agree.
Shocking.
Based on their drugs, but you don't do drugs, right?
No, not at all. Just pop, but that's not drugs.
That's not really.
No. It's medication.
Yep.
Now,
she has glaucoma.
Why aren't there more Mexican? Why aren't there more Latinas in porn? It doesn't seem like there's a lot.
They should be. They make great tequila and great guacamole. So
right.
come on.
Who now, doesn't want to watch a guacamole porn?
Is it hard to be a porn star, do one scene, get pregnant, decide to have the baby? Is that weird? Is
oh
that
my
weird?
God. That's so odd because I think about that all the time.
Really?
And I'm just in, like on top of my birth control and all that good stuff. You know, these headphones are falling off.
They're falling off?
They're fired.
Put them on right. There we go. Fix your head. Hey. Rick, do you want to come help her? No, you don't have to. There we go. Let Glickman. Look at that. Seductive.
There we go.
Do you worry about getting pregnant in scenes? Do you ever worry about that?
I do, yeah. Are you asking me?
Yeah, well, I'm on birth control. So
which ones are you on? Plan B?
No, Plan B is after, you know, the mistake is done.
Okay.
Plan B is post-birth control.
How do you call it a mistake? It's a gift from the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
That's the right attitude.
I like to go to the store. I get a bunch of Plan B. I crush it up like it looks like a cocaine, and then I have girls do rails of it off my
Stop
dick.
Stop it.
We have that. Yeah.
Do you ever use Plan C?
It's the worst.
What's Plan
C? It's the worst sorority party I've ever been to.
You push the girl down the stairs.
Yay! Tie bitch.
Boom. Why do Latinas have such huge nipples? Do you have big nipples?
I don't know. You tell me.
What do you think? What do we think?
They're fine. Huge. They're fine size. Those are terrific size.
Pretty
proportional.
Looks proportionate. All right.
They're small.
They are small? Okay. That's well done. I just feel that Latinas always have big nipples because there's so many babies to feed. Anybody?
That nope. sounds like something I said on the phone earlier today to you.
Hey, I get it, though.
Yeah. That's called, we wrote a bit and I did it.
Sam, that's fucking racist, man.
Hey, yo, Sam, if you want to own that bit legally, I can hook you up. I just got to talk to Vicky. Just shut your fucking pie hole, dude.
It's funny. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. How many scenes have you done so far?
So far, I believe 8 now after yesterday.
Oh, so when did you start? Like a week ago?
I started yesterday, Monday.
Hold on. Monday was your first scene.
No, well, I haven't shot for over a year. So I'm out here shooting
and you're just
in LA having fun.
Just boning. Just boning.
Fucked.
Fucked.
Yeah.
Yards of cock.
Are you shooting with any particular company?
No, just different companies for now.
Freelance.
Freelance.
You ever shoot with that company called Craigslist?
No, I never heard of them. Just on Lifetime. Did you ever see that movie? It was crazy.
The Craigslist killer.
Oh, my gosh. The one with the red hat. Now, every time I see a red hat, I'm like, Craigslist killer.
Craigslist killer! It's the worst.
He kills people.
Just because the hat.
It's a red hat.
Now, you're from the Bronx. Why isn't there a lot of New York City porn stars? Just doesn't seem that there's a lot of them.
Because they all get pregnant.
It's the accent.
No. We're on birth control, so we can't do it. So
I love birth control, man. There's so much of it.
Yeah.
You do a lot of it.
It's all the time.
But how come there's just so many women? You think there'd be more porn stars coming out of New York. There's
you
just
think
not.
So?
Are they not? You know that they are.
Tampa. No,
they
Tampa.
Go to school a lot.
Tampa
and Orange County.
Bakersfield.
Yeah, Bakersfield.
Sacramento.
There's
all West Coast.
Yeah, but there's no Chicago porn stars.
Right?
Hey. Hey. Oh, hey. Come on now. Fuck me. I'm rapper. Come on. Digging it deeper already, for fuck's sake.
I'm going to shuck this dick when I finish with this pizza pie. There's none of that. Nobody's
Jesus
fucking...
Jesus Christ. No. How many fucking years I gotta wait till you come, huh?
Oh, my God. You sound like the bear with Talking Ted.
Yeah. <all right. laughs> I thought you meant TED Talks for a minute.
What?
Oh, jeez Louise.
What kind of scenes have you done so far?
Well, I have a scene for Hustler TV.
Oh, it's going to be a television show.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger.
And it's just cum swapping.
Oh.
That's like a flea market, right? Just go down the old cum swap.
Yeah, why not? Taste each other a little.
Flea market cum swap. On Hustler TV. I've seen the show.
Do you watch a lot of porn, Stephen Clickbait?
I do. I have a subscription to some things.
Yeah,
I have a television. You know, well, I have one of the newfangled televisions.
Are you watching porn on your smart TV?
Yeah. No. You know what? I have cable, and on cable, I have like a couple different of those adult channels.
And what's your girlfriend think of that?
She's okay with it as long as I don't like DVR it. If I DVR like the Playboy channel, like she's not happy with it.
Playboy would love if you DVR their channel. That'd be great.
Yeah, she's just like, just
are you DVRing like Swing Time? Are you, because you don't want to?
I watched an episode of that show. Man, that shit is crazy.
Cray cray,
cray cray.
Now, do you like it
with pockets?
What do you like the most about it? Is it the storylines? Do you like to get to know the swingers?
We have to say nice things, right? We have to say really nice things about that show.
Yeah, I'm on Playboy Radio, which is affiliated with Playboy Television.
I got to say, it's a terrific show.
There's a foaming bunny at the door.
There should be an Emmy Award for that show.
I don't know why there's not an Emmy for that channel. It's fucking retarded.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus. Now let's get back to you.
What's your favorite thing that you've done?
I'm going to list you different sex things. Do you do them in porn? Here we go. Girl, girl.
What am I supposed to say?
Yes or no.
Just say yes or no to the things.
Let's go.
Girl, girl.
No.
You don't do girl, girl.
I do, but okay. I haven't shot one yet.
But
so.
You're willing to do it.
Yeah, all the way.
Guy, girl.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay.
I'll be the girl.
This is great.
Not the guy.
One girl, two dudes.
No.
You won't do that.
No.
Interracial gangbang cream pie.
Ooh, juicy.
Yeah, oh, that's so interesting.
Wait a
two dudes know.
Wait, two guys know.
Eight black dudes bring it.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah. Two guys know
you
way.
Like black
14 guys.
Guys,
absolutely.
Well, that's an experience, to be
well,
fair.
Well, then it's a thing. There's a party.
It's a
Let me
to-do.
Ask you a question. If there's a gangbang, there's like a bunch of people. Are there hors d'oeuvres? Do you bring out hors d'oeuvres?
No, do you eat them?
Can they be mixed? A little white and black? In between, so
yeah.
I can take breaks.
Yeah.
You
How
know?
About a pack of Asians? You versus like a ninja, a dojo.
No,
like,
just
only if
versus...
they're dressed like Power Rangers, I'm down.
Okay.
Something wow. tells me that's not going to be an issue for this pack of Asians.
Who do you think is better in bed, Red Ranger or Blue Ranger? It's got to be Black Ranger, right?
What wasn't that the blue one?
The
Blue Ranger is a black fellow.
Yeah.
I'm friends with him.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah. I'll call him and tell him.
Did he get Power Ranger moms?
He did. He got a lot of Power Ranger mom. He got a lot of Power Ranger ass.
A friend of mine went
it's
on tour with Taylor Vixen, and the things these moms would do to get any kind of swag from Taylor Vixen for their kids, insanity.
It's ridiculous.
Go, mom.
Just cock gobbling.
Here you go, Johnny. I got this, but I had to suck some dick, so I hope you appreciate it. I just suck a bouncer's cock. Here's your shirt.
I have a signed foam finger by Taylor Vixen.
Here's Taylor Vixen's signed foam finger. I just had to eat one of the bouncer's puke.
Oh my god,
I hope you appreciate it. He's a fetishist.
I fucked a single mom in the back of her minivan at the Ontario Improv because she was a big fan.
What a sweet scene.
And then
that
I had
is.
To sign autographs for her kids in the back of the minivan.
Was she Latina?
What's that?
Was
no,
she
was a white lady with a lot of tattoos.
Sounds white.
Yeah.
Tattoos, piercings.
Yeah.
It was in a minivan. White. There were goldfish crackers on the floor.
Oh,
it was uncomfortable.
Is that
on
weird, the
busy.
Bone over goldfish crackers?
It was a little weird. It was a little weird.
Those are meant for
it
children?
Was weird because I ate a few of the goldfish
yeah.
crackers.
Yeah.
Made it a little more uncomfortable.
Can we move a little further back so I can grab a Capri Sun? There we go. Will you help me with the straw?
You're great. Ask the mouth.
No.
Oh, you sound disgusted.
I like the debate period before you answer.
I can
like
see
a
you
momentary.
Yeah,
to be sure.
That's what I'm
like,
definitely trying to do.
Bukkake.
What is it?
Bukkake.
That sounds something that has to do with poop.
That's what
so.
The
oh,
that's
no,
what the pack
no.
of Asians is going to do to you.
No way.
That was weirdly enough. That was my dog's name when I was a kid.
Bukkake.
Get
over
here,
don't
Bukkake.
Let mom go call the dog. Bukkake.
She was a chow chow.
Oh, great.
Come here, Bukkake.
Come everywhere, Bukkake. Come all over, Bukkake. That's
Who would
a good
you
boy.
Rather bang, rappers or NBA players?
Oh shit, they all suck.
Whoa. Really?
Wow.
Okay. Meaning like.
Who's the best celebrity? Who's treated you the best? What celebrities come in and
comedians
treat-
or Nickelodeon stars?
Or both.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
All right.
All right.
I have a feeling there's a Kevin Hart story out there. Nope. Okay.
Have
nope.
you banged any comedians?
I have a lot of comedian friends, I guess.
So you have a lot of comedians
Have you hooked up with any
you.
Of them?
I hook up with all my friends.
Really? Can we be friends?
Let's be BFF.
That's great. You know what? Women should have that more. Have more male
Not
friends
all of them,
they both.
But
I do a whole bit on that. And I bet a part of it is watching that Craigslist killer movie, right?
Lifetime taught me a lot of great things growing up.
You need that safety net.
Definitely.
That's right.
That's a great line.
I'm on the same yeah. page.
Oh, interesting.
I like that.
So basically, thanks to Lifetime Channel for Women, women are boning more of their friends.
It's true.
Yep.
I just have a new respect for Lifetime.
I do, too.
Lifetime's now become like that weird channel that I'm going to actually, yeah, it's probably time to watch that.
Too. Yeah, I do, too.
It sucks now, though.
Why? Why did it go downhill?
Because I try to do, you know, turn on some Lifetime. Everything is just not so realistic. Ew.
Ew.
What happened?
Why? What happened? Does it smell like asshole?
No.
Okay.
Gross.
Because like then you technically did ass to mouth if you're not careful.
I know.
Yeah. Might have a yes on your list.
You don't like
never
asshole?
Never say never.
Yeah. You don't like asshole?
I'm a virgin back there.
Oh.
So.
What are you going to do?
There.
Are you eventually going to give it up?
Back there?
back here.
Did you see this?
Are you going to take any pointers from Mia in the other room on how to take it
Sam.
In the butt?
Show it
hey.
To Sam.
Mia's going to tell you how to do it.
Where am I showing it?
Showing it to Sam. Got to show it to Sam.
What is it?
I'll show you something.
Okay. Holy shit. That thing just comes out of nowhere.
It's shocking.
That is
pretty
awesome.
Great.
Just a little something.
I mean, the whole outfit's
just a
great.
Little something.
I feel like we didn't really
I can't
address
believe you're
to the
dressed
listeners
like that
how great this outfit is.
Wouldn't it be great if we had lights and cameras here and everyone could see your amazing...
If I could do a quick description real quick. Banging ass.
Should I get up?
This is me saying
probably.
It. Yes.
Can she smack your ass once?
Well, I don't want
to
do that.
I think I want you to smack my ass.
Oh,
if she wants
here.
It, I'm going to do
here.
It.
Yeah, all right.
Will
cool.
you let her smack your ass?
All right. Yeah.
But I think describe the top portion.
It is a great
country. Perfect boobs, like
now. Do you have underwear on?
Classy.
Whoa!
Wow!
Yep, take
Whoa.
No prisoners.
Is there any way you can pull the skirt up for 1 second so she could smack it?
I don't think that there's anything wrong.
Hey, that's a great question.
Just smack. There. Whoa! See, she doesn't know how to smack. Would you agree on that? Stay there.
Well,
stay there.
We're trying
quick.
To be friendly. I think she's trying to be sweet.
Show her how to smack.
Wow. Show Vicky how to smack an ass.
Make it happen, for
Jesus
God's
Christ.
Sake.
I thought that was a respectful smack.
That was
for
respectful,
radio.
But I guess we're taking off the kid gloves.
Oh, that's man stuff. See, hold on. One shot. Here's how it goes. So you got to hit and then kind of grab at the same time.
Smack your ass now. Get away.
Ah, wait.
Oh. Smack his ass.
That wasn't part of the goddamn deal. Ah.
This is pretty great.
Oh, that's good. That was good.
How'd that feel? Yeah.
That was solid.
That was good.
Yeah, it was nice. It feels fair.
So who would you rather hook up with?
I
rappers?
Love America.
Rappers?
By the country.
Rock stars or NBA players? Who's best?
Rock stars.
Have you hooked up with any rock stars?
I plead the fifth.
Oh,
come on. You have to tell us.
We're going
to
play a game called What White Rock Star
We're
going to
play a
bowed?
Game called No Pleading the Fifth.
No.
We're going to do
it's
this.
The only way I could save myself.
Yeah,
who do you
fair.
Think it is if you had to pick what white rock star has gone balls deep?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Bingo.
Whoa.
Ding, ding, ding. Imagine.
To be that close to Miley Cyrus. Would you like to be with hook up with Miley Cyrus?
I don't know.
That's a no.
That's either yeah or no. I mean,
I like my girlies to have big boobies, big booties. Like, come on.
So you want to hook up with yourself?
Definitely not. Like, no.
You want to
if she
yourself.
Could be a blonde, I'm down.
She is blonde.
Yeah, but she ain't got no. She ain't got no
she
nothing
don't got
happening,
no
man. She got. She got a tiny little flibbly
she
ass.
She has Justin Bieber's ass.
She had Justin Bieber ass. She got Justin Bieber tits too. She got a small body.
I'm a hillbilly, but I can twerk.
Yeah,
that's
can
a,
you twerk?
I think so.
I would.
Is
guess
there any way we could see you twerk?
Even just for like a minute.
That minutes a long time. We're
maybe
go
just like
right,
maybe
five.
If everybody like, else dances around me, I'll
two
twerk.
Se- a 2 second.
Let's have
twerk.
A party.
Yeah.
Yay.
You fantastic. Twerk. What's gonna happen is you can twerk, and they're all gonna dance. To
why
Jick.
Not?
Okay, we're gonna do that.
Happy Tuesday.
We're gonna end the wow. show.
That
with
should
that.
Be how we. Yeah. We're gonna play out with that.
If you I could be in idea. Any music video, what music video would you be in?
A naked one. One that I can be naked.
That's called a porno. You're already doing it.
Yep.
Now,
the music.
What's the hottest sex you've ever had? What's the filthiest, hottest thing?
The one I'm imagining with you.
You are wow. so good. This girl's got stripper moves down. She knows how to tell
good
me exactly
Lord.
What I want to hear.
Yeah.
Stripper moves.
What's the dirtiest thing you've ever been asked to do? If someone's like, I will pay you big bucks to do this.
The one you're going to ask me tonight.
She is so good. You little.
She's so good at this.
It's time for a little bit of controversy. That means controversy.
I think he's. I think he's. I think there's a mini delay in the process. I
controversy.
Don't think, I don't think Rick's taking three records.
There we go. Get into the controversy. Get into the
what,
controversy.
What the hell is the controversy?
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh! For a controversy sound effect, we really let it down with the punch
I
after.
I feel like that. We talked about the Oscar controversy. Now we want to talk about the Fanny Awards controversy.
Fanny Awards controversy, which you should win every year. How does anyone beat that Fanny?
My Fanny?
Yeah.
Not me or Stevens.
I got a serious Fanny.
I can't believe they didn't like my Fanny again.
The only Fanny Stevens got is a fanny pack. He's tearing goldfish crackers.
Goldfish crackers.
I believe the Fanny Awards are some sort of People's Choice Award. There wasn't. Well, you're pointing at him. You're cueing him wrong. Our friend of show Skin Diamond had a complaint on Twitter about said Fanny Awards that she was up for something called Non-White Chick, which was a category in that
nice.
Awards.
That's racist.
There we go. Yeah, it's a little insane.
Yeah.
Why? By the way,
non-white.
It's perfectly fine to be racist and porn. Have you ever noticed that? Every title is like, go in my Asian pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing more
but
racist
Sam,
is...
But it's her Asian pussy.
It's
she
hers.
Can say it.
She can say it.
It's her Asian pussy, buddy.
Oh, you're so right.
All
right,
we only have 6 minutes left. Are you ready to play a power game? It's called Fun with Stereotypes.
And it's also a little controversial.
Yes. Guess. Stripper version. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I used to be a stripper.
I know
down.
That. We've done some research
on it. We do
some
thorough research
cool.
on
I miss
show.
Stripping so much.
Well, let's tonight you're going to finish it and relive your dreams.
Yeah. Let's go. Right.
Fall in love all over again.
I'm just going to yell out two things. You pick one and tell us why.
Okay.
Stripper names. Car names versus mystical animals.
Mystical animals.
Such as?
Safari.
Ooh.
I like that. That's great. Here we go. Where would you rather be alone with a customer? Champagne room, shower room.
Champagne room.
Why? That's where the bucks are, right?
No, that's where the fun is.
Oh, we're going to get into that real quick.
Yeah.
I am a customer.
Okay.
He's not doing a bit. He's literally asking you for sex.
I would like a lap dance if you don't mind. If I can offer you one of which drug would you take? Cocaine or Molly?
Neither.
Oh, you're not a coke
yeah.
person.
Weed.
Weed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who's the worst customer ever at a strip club? Undercover Vice, man in sweatpants.
Man in sweatpants.
Why? Because they
tracker
just,
suits.
Because
don't
they,
do it.
Because they just get raging hard-ons and you gotta, and it just, why?
Because it's just gross. I don't want to feel it like rising. Like,
That's
I only
the exact
want to feel
opposite.
It in my mouth, like growing, not in between my legs or my ass cheeks. Like, no, it's not cute. Stop.
We all have our line in the sand, and you've drawn yours.
It's not cute.
It's not
God
cute.
Damn it, Dick. It's not cute. It's a
turn off. It's not cute when you do it.
Who would you rather dance to, Bon Jovi or Pitbull?
Bon Jovi.
That's hot. That's hot.
And I'll sing for him.
More important stripper accessory, glitter or lip gloss?
Lip gloss.
Very important. Worst tattoo, baby's name or butterfly?
Baby's name.
Worst boyfriend, guy in band or married lawyer?
Married lawyer, that bastard.
How about this married lawyer?
Oh, jeez.
No, you're supposed to know. Hey, you just go ahead and
hey,
shut
man,
the fuck up.
Just fucking shut the fuck up, man. Just let me do what I do, son.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a game called I Got Money and I Want Sex Undercover.
We got a lot of games.
Here we go. Okay. I've got $50. Hand job or blow job?
Neither.
Okay. It's your choice. That $50 is going to burn a hole in my pocket. I got $500. Raw dog or anal?
What's raw dog?
Okay, you're new to the porn industry. Here we go.
No, unprotected sex.
Yuck.
With strange stripper customers.
No, I love safe sex. I love having sex, but why I keep putting this in my mouth? I keep thinking it's a big black
that's
dick.
That's what she actually said.
That's what she
final
said, and
thing.
She meant it about a dick.
I've got $500. Ass to mouth versus gangbang.
Gangbang.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's great. All right. Well, we're all going to dance. You're going to twerk for us as we end the show. But real quick, where are you going to be?
I'm going to be with Sam Tripoli this weekend. And
This will come out. Yeah, this will come out before.
I'm going to be with Sam Tripoli this weekend and Sam to Barbara.
I'm going
to
be with Gareth Reynolds in Santa Barbara. And do your... Oh, all soon to be out in All Things Comedy. Believe in yourself. It's my new CD. It'll be out available on everything.
Sam, is that mine or did someone actually steal mine?
This is yours.
Oh, okay. I was like, did someone actually steal?
You can download it on iTunes or get a actual buy one. And it's a great place to do cocaine off of.
Oh, yeah. Full circle. Each disc comes with a line, guys.
That'd be great.
Believe in yourself. Pick it up. Check out Tom Segura's special Completely Normal on Netflix, also available on iTunes. I watched it. It's fucking hilarious. Jackie Cation's special available on allthingscomedy.com. This would make an excellent Horcrux $5 video download. And our ATC spotlight this week is Road Stories with Murray Valeriano. Follow him at Murray V.
Sam. All right, guys. What a great show. What do you got, Glick Clack?
Go on iTunes, pick up Stories for Grownups, my comedy album about me telling stories about awkward things that have happened to me in my life. Go on Comedy Central and watch me on Workaholics season finale, where I play a gay man who wrestles with his inner gayness and is shirtless and pulls his dick out. It's a real thing that happens.
All right. See your dick on television?
Yes. Maybe a little bit. Follow me at Stephen Glickman, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Glickman, and follow Gerald Webb, wonderful casting director over at Sharknado.
Oh, stop this!
Who just offered me a role in Sharknado?
Okay,
get the fuck out of here!
An hour ago.
All right. Breaking news!
Breaking news, folks! Woo!
And where? What's your Twitter? Mary Jane, both titties.
Look at the things that have happened.
Mary Jane. All right, guys. This has been Nye Show on Playboy Radio, all things comedy.
That's the best.
Who
thing.
Loves you? Take care. We'll see you on the other side. Put on your head in. Shake that stick and dump it crazy. Eyes are red hazy. I'm doing that stuff that you do. I'm messing me up with your voodoo.
Low job. Fuck you. Low job.